25 now. Good morning.
Snelly in the morning.
BBC Radio Merseyside.
Any excuse for me at any time to play the theme from the Vikings is good enough for me. I love this. Boom. The world's largest reconstruction of a Viking longship finally arrives on Merseyside, and what a voyage it had. An incredible, dramatic voyage all the way from Norway, the Draken Harald Hafage. I've probably pronounced that completely wrong. Jessica will help me out. Lost her mast early in the journey, had to limp into Wallasey's Westflow dock with a backup engine yesterday. An engine? That's cheating. The Vikings never had engines. Well, she's going to undergo repairs before being opened up to the public. BBC Radio Merseyside's Jessica Robbins is in Wirral for us this morning. Morning, Jess.
Morning to you. Yes, you join me on board. The rain's held off long enough for me to get on. I'm standing in the bow of the ship, sheltered from the rain and the wind, because it has been a little bit blowy this morning. And you join me on the wonderful Norwegian Viking boat. It's 114 foot of beautiful oak. The craftsmanship on this boat is absolutely fantastic. And you can smell it as well. It smells beautiful. It took 4 years to build, and I can see as I look at it now that it would have taken that long. Now, I'm joined by the captain of the boat, Bjorn Alander. Thank you very much for joining me. And there's crew are asleep actually down there, so we've got to be a little bit quiet. We're also joined by Jed and Jim from the Liverpool Victoria Rowing Club, which we're alongside. Thank you very much for letting me come along this morning. First of all, Jim, if you can tell us a bit about the Viking history of this area, because this is the closest point to Mells, isn't it?
Well, this is where the Vikings are rumoured to have landed at Mells many, many years ago. They were actually probably Vikings from Dublin. And this is as close as the best looking gap, because it's impossible to get anywhere near the waters at Mell. So it's ironic that it's actually here today. So we're delighted to welcome it to the West Float.
I mean, it's such history around this area with the Vikings. Why was this chosen? Why was it decided? Because this is one of its maiden voyages.
It's maiden voyage, and it's all down to Professor Stephen Harding, who's a world-renowned expert on the Vikings. He's a Wallasey boy. He's a professor at Nottingham University, and he's been doing a lot of DNA testing to find the roots of the Vikings in Wallasey, and spent a lot of time in Norway, where he met Sigurd, who actually financed this boat. And over a few beers, they were talking about the boat, and Steve said, "Well, where are you taking it for his maiden voyage? Why don't you come to the Wirral?" And Sigurd said, "Yes." Of course, Steve thought he was joking. But no, the original voyage was planned for 2012 to go from Norway to Istanbul in 110 days. But the sea trials took a bit longer than necessary, so that was changed. Then she was due to go to America this year, and thankfully that was changed as well. And then we got a phone call saying that they were going to do this voyage, and they wanted somewhere to stay for 2 weeks. It was either here, the Isle of Man, or Dublin. Well, really, it's no contest, really. It had to be the Wirral. And that's where she is today.
Now, we'll come and speak to Bjorn. You had a bit of an accident with the mast. As we sit here now, there's a replacement mast. It's sort of 30 metres long, did you say, the mast?
Yeah, 24 metres, yeah.
And so tell me what happened. It must have been quite dramatic.
Yeah, it was quite dramatic. We was tacking towards Orkney on the North Sea. We was beating us up for, let's say, 3 days, while in the morning, suddenly the mast was breaking, and that was because of the wind pressure and also the according to the waves, and she went down.
How many crew members do you have on board? Because as you mentioned, we've moved away from where your crew are sleeping. They're still on board, aren't they?
Yeah, they're still on board. Normally we are 30 people on board. Some is sleeping up in the rowing club now, so that's good. But we have a shelter, a small tent, and we can be that 16 person in the tent. But half of the crew is working, you know. We go a watch shift, so half is sleeping and half is working.
Now, we've got Jed here. Jed, you are from the rowing club, but you were also on board. You were a crew member. Tell me how this came about, because you... things, haven't you?
Oh, yes, yes. I know Steve Harding from some time back, and Steve organised a series of Viking walks on the Wirral. It just emerged during one of those walks that there was going to be a voyage planned, and it started in a very, very small way. I've been working with Jim for many, many years, and one day we got talking, and it emerged that Jim was sort of like he said to me, I am the rowing club, when we got talking, and, excuse me, there was a need to bring people up to a level of fitness to row the ship, and originally it was envisaged that the ship would be rowed in the Mersey, and that it would take 100, when I found out it would take 100 people, it sort of started, the project started to expand the next.
Now, what was it like on board? I mean, I didn't realise, I said this to you, and it makes me sound very silly, but I didn't realise how open it was. Mm. I mean, you know, there's no shelter, there's no nothing. What was it like? And when the mast broke, I can imagine that was a bit scary.
When the mast broke, I was asleep, and I stayed asleep right the way through it. I've been on board many ships in the past, and it was worrying, to say the least. One of the guys was very close to the mast, and all I could hear was this Dutch, Eric, shouting, "Everybody out the tent, everybody out the tent." And when I came out, I wandered on deck, and it was quite sort of disorienting. There was a load of red, which was the sail. There was a great piece of wood, which was called the yard, and there was no mast. And it was really, really strange.
What's it been like to row this boat? I mean, to be part of this crew, it must be hard work.
It's hard work, but it's lots and lots of fun, lots and lots of interest, and we've got a really good captain.
Fantastic. So, Snelly, this boat will be open to the public once they've fixed the mast, because it needs to be back up before people can come on board. So it's going to be here till the 3rd of August, so hopefully we'll be able to find out when it's going to be open and keep people updated.
Great. Didn't Bjorn have a fantastic voice? See, Craig's a real Viking, he was, wasn't he? Thank you, Jess. Thank you, everybody else. And any excuse to play the theme from the Vikings. 7:32, good morning to you.